It was a combined event of the International Poultry Expo, International Feed Expo, and International Meat Expo. And during the event, Dr. Shelley McKee of Auburn University talked about poultry consumption.
In the United States, right now today, if we look at consumption of poultry, it's around 82.5 pounds per person on an annual basis. And beef and pork are lower than that, as is turkey. But if you look around the world, that's not necessarily the case. It really does depend on the protein sources that are available within a geographical area. And obviously within coastal areas, seafood may be the number one consumed meat. But if you look worldwide, pork is the number one consumed meat. And that has to really do with the population of China and world consumption of other populations that like pork.
McKee said consumer demand for poultry has led to increased bird size in just the past few years.
That has dramatically changed since the year 2000, and really even 2010 to 2012. We had a huge shift in the percentage of birds that are over 6 pounds. And the reason for that is our industry has changed to meet consumer demands for further processed products. And so what we can do, we can take those bigger birds and the parts for bigger birds, and we can break those down. So we may have one where we have a breast fillet that we take and we portion it for a smaller serving, but then we can also cut fajita strips out of that same breast fillet. And so what the Big Bird program is really doing for our industry, it's really going to those further processed products and meeting consumer demand.
McKee was quick to point out the industry has achieved these bigger birds through genetics, nutrition, and management practices, not by using hormones. She also talked about how consumer preferences are driving innovation in poultry processing.
Processing changes have been amazing. We have new stunning equipment, anywhere from changing whether we're going to stun with gas stunning or electrical stunning. We have new evisceration equipment out there that you can process at a faster rate because of the new types of evisceration systems that are out there.
And there is also what she called intelligent cut-up systems,
where the meat and the poultry is being cut up, but it's cut up on the line. And people aren't involved until the meat gets deboned or to the final cut, and then they take over. So we've really evolved as an industry with a lot of great equipment that helps us meet our quality needs, our product needs, and also our safety needs.
McKee recently accepted a new position with the U.S. Poultry and Egg Export Council as Director of Technical Services, but said she will continue to be involved in the field of poultry promotion and education. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.